And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, and welcome to a very important edition of Power of Prophecy. You know, I did a radio program some weeks ago, and I proposed to you, my good friends, that America was in an almost catatonic, trance-like state. We reeled from crisis to crisis, from chaos to greater chaos, and it just seems to get worse and worse. Well, the Bible, of course, says that's true. The Apostle Paul said things would wax worse and worse with men deceiving and being deceived until the end comes. I've often thought about that verse and about America's trance-like state. I actually wrote, you know, an article to you from my heart called The Transformation of Humanity. That's spelled T-R-A-N-C-E. As we go around the world, we look at people and they're busy in their daily pursuits, their careers, their jobs, their lives with their families and so forth, and their hobbies and their fun. And we find that most don't really worry about the important things. They just go from day to day. Sometimes Wanda says to me, "Why can't we be like that, Tex?" Blessedly stupid, or I don't know what she would call it. Have you ever felt that way? You know, if you didn't care so much, you wouldn't worry so much. If you were just blissfully ignorant, just go from day to day, wake up, and, you know, don't worry about reading the newspaper. Don't worry about all the bad things happening in Obama this and John Boehner that. And really, just reading Drudge Report one day is enough to scare the pants off of you. And I don't care if you're a man or a woman, it'll scare the pants off of you. If you didn't know where we were going in the end, Paul said, until the end comes. If you didn't know about that end, you really would be frightened. Maybe that's why people turn and look the other way. You know, several years ago, we had a little snake, and there was a little opening in our house, you know, through the boards of the house. Now, we have a nice house, so it's not like it's a junk house, but this little old grass snake, I think it was a grass snake, found an opening into our house. And, you know, one day, I heard a little bit of just noise, psst, 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 like that, in the kitchen. I was sitting in the living room reading, and I got up. I said, "What is that noise?" You know, I thought maybe I left the water faucet on, or maybe I just didn't know. Sort of like gas was escaping or something. And I looked, and there were the doggies, you know, food thing is, a little container on the floor. We always put the little doggies' food, and they come running and eat it. A couple times a day. Spoil little brats. Anyway, you can tell I love my dogs. You don't call anybody a brat if you don't love them, right? And anyway, I looked at their little food thing, and they have these like pellets, you know, little pieces of, you know, dried dog food. And there was that snake, and it was actually eating my dog's food. That couldn't eat very much, but it had one of those things in its mouth, and it was eating it. And I looked. Now, that's a shocker. In your own home? How did it get in my home? Well, I found out the hole later was, you know, through this. Well, anyway, it got in my house. And there it was, eating my dog's food. Just like it was just calm as can be. Little snake. Well, I got a stick. I had a stick handy. And I whammed it. One shot, I killed it. You know, it wasn't that big. And I'm sure it was a little brown snake. I'm sure it was one of those little outdoor snakes. But my dog wouldn't come up. It was just looking at me like it was frightened. And I took the snake on that stick and sort of hung down. I was going to take it and throw it outside. And I said, you see this, Daisy? You see this snake? Have you seen it before? I was just, talking. I guess, I'm crazy like that. All the time when I'm alone, I talk to my dogs. So, in any case, boy, Daisy revolted. Daisy's the most friendly little dog in the world, little white dog. But, boy, she turned her head. She literally turned her head. She didn't want to see. And I put the snake close to her and said, you see the snake? I wanted to show her that if the snake had ever come up before like that when I wasn't home or something, it's dead now. You don't have to worry about it. But boy, her head was jerking back and forth. No, she didn't want to see it. It was a sight to behold, really. Well, anyway, we got rid of the snake. Now, the next day, I saw two little boys outside, two little neighbor boys, and they're friends of my wife and I. And one of them said to me, says, Mr. Morris, I said, yes. Do you have a snake as a pet? I said, a snake as a pet? Absolutely not. I stay away from those rascals. He says, well, we knocked on your door about a week ago and you weren't home. And we looked in the window. The door has a window like on it, glass window. And we saw a little snake going down the hallway. I said, really? He said, yeah. And we discussed it. We thought, well, I guess Mr. Morris must have that as a pet. Just keeps it in his house. Well, I told Wanda, and she liked to faint it. Can you imagine? I told Wanda, if we had got up in the middle of the night, as we do, went to get a drink of water or something, and stepped on that little snake. But I guess it got in the house. It was living in my house. Well, it's dead. That's a long, by the way, it's been 8 or 10 years since this occurred. I think, though, most people are like my little dog, Daisy. When they're confronted with the evidence that there's a snake in the house, they want to turn their head. They don't want to see it. They don't want to recognize it. Now, I suspect that Daisy somehow had seen that snake. And maybe it just probably couldn't have bit her very hard or anything. It wasn't poisonous. But, snakes will call and get you. And she liked to play. She'd go outside. She'd play with anything, little lizards or little, crickets that she saw. But that snake, she didn't want to mess with. Maybe it had hit her one time, got her. She was going to stay away from that snake. Well, I think it's a pretty smart dog. I stay away from snakes, too. I know a lot of people, you're saying right now, Tex is a big old coward. He's just, I don't care. I am a coward. I'm a big old coward. I don't like those snakes. From the time they were in the Garden of Eden, I feel like they were evil. Even, Satan is called that old serpent. I don't like them. You say, well, no, they do. They provide a good purpose. Hey, take your purposes somewhere else. I don't want it. But my little dog recognized that. No, actually, he didn't want to recognize it. He was turning the other way. Now, I've heard of other dogs that just attack. They go right for it. My sister down in Beaumont, Texas, she was telling me about a big water moccasin. They were on their front porch, and they went in their front yard, and they were playing down there, and a water moccasin was down there. And it was, she said it was about 4.5 feet long. And her little dog, just a little dog, grabbed it and just shook it and killed it. I have no idea that a little dog could have done that, but it did do it. Of course, my little dog, Daisy, would have ran, ran and screamed and everything else probably. That's the way people are. People they've been put in a trance-like state. Most people, they don't want to see evil. They don't want to connect with it. They don't want it to affect their lives. They know there's a serpent out there. They know there's evil out there, but they don't want to deal with it. And I was thinking, Americans have been lied to over the years. We have been lied to. I've often felt like I should write a book about truth and lies. Lies can be very dangerous, and lies can ruin a person's life. And if you're confronted with a lie and you turn your head and don't see it intentionally, it can damage you, dear friends. It can harm you and your family. Now, there are many instances I could make of this, but today I want to talk about 14 truths. I want to turn it the other way rather than lies. There are 14 lies that you should know, yes, but let's just call them 14 truths that must be known if America is to recover from its trance-like state, its satanic trance. Because we're in real trouble. We're in real danger. And things are waxing worse and worse. And the end is, I mean, it's looking right ahead, my friends. And we've gone into the tunnel, and let me tell you something. There's not a light at the end of the tunnel. There's something evil and horrible at the end of the tunnel. We need to confront it. We need to know how to face it. We need to know how to fight it, combat it, overcome it. We are the overcomers, the Bible says. Now, a lot of Christians are not. You're not an overcomer. I mean, I talk about these things to many people, and they say, oh, I don't want to hear that. Think about all things are pure and good. Well, the Bible does. Paul tells us to think about things that are pure and good, decent, holy things, righteous things. That would be the preferred path. But then these other things come up. Now, you can't let these things overcome you. You can't let them conquer you or your family. You've got to fight them. You can be victorious, I promise, in every way. But not if you're going to avoid the truth. Not if you're going to say, I don't want to hear about it. I don't even believe these things. Tex, you're a conspiratorial liar. Anybody that doesn't believe our government is a dangerous threat. Say, what? No, I'm no threat. It's the government. It's the system that threatens you, my friend. In 2008, I could see it coming. You know, I wrote about it many times, the financial crash. I told you it was coming. When people told me they were getting $1 million for some little modest house in California, I said, hey, the downfall's coming. The downfall's, everything was too expensive. But everybody was living like kings. And an illegal alien could come into America and go buy a house worth $500,000 without any credit. He's illegal. He can't speak one word of English, but they'll give him a mortgage. How did that happen? Well, it happened all the time back in 2008 and 2007, 2006, 2005, and before. Hey, that's going to end tragically. It has to end tragically. But people said, no, our nation, we have increased in prices in housing ever since World War II. I mean, this has been going on, the housing craze, for 60 years. It can't end now. But it did. And just a couple of years later, houses were, in many areas, were only half of what they were worth. And many places, you couldn't even sell your house. They abandoned entire communities in Florida and Las Vegas and other areas. Oh, things changed very fast. And people were desperate. People, they were really desperate. They were crying. And men literally did commit suicide. And they said, the government took all my money. Or the bank or the mortgage company. They took all our money. Well, they did, but they basically telegraphed to you. They told you what they were going to do. But you didn't want to hear. You said everything is going to get better and better. Nothing's going to grow evil on this. I mean, all of this is good fruit. This is a great tree. Here, take and eat. You didn't know there was danger. There was a freight train right around the corner, and it was coming up the tracks fast. I thought in American history, recent American history even, there are at least 14 things, truths. Now, the Satan is turning around, they're all lies, but I'm going to tell you the truth about them today. You've got to know these things. These must be known if you are to save yourself, if you are to save America. Now, you can go live in a cave somewhere, just study the Bible, be a good Christian, be a Christian monk. Okay. That's not what God wants you to do. God wants you to get out in the world. God wants you to get out and fight. If you're a Christian, you're the only one that can fight the beast. Of Revelation 13, it says the whole world will be involved in conflict. The beast shall make war with the whole world. But there is one group that fights him. Everyone else takes the mark or the name or the number of the beast, but there's one group that says, I will not. And they fight. And it looks like for a while they lose. But oh my goodness gracious. I don't care what the score is. There's time on the clock. You can turn it back. If you snap out of your trance-like state, if you awaken and say, these are lies, I want the truth, I demand it. And if everyone else says, oh, you're mistaken, everything is gravy, everything is wonderful, you just step back and say, no, you're wrong. You haven't checked it out. You don't know the facts. It's there. I've got the evidence. You ought to go check, buddy. Now, in France, they are considering a law. They're considering a law to stop conspiracy theorists. There's too many conspiracy theorists in France. Why, there was a book out shortly after 9/11 by a Frenchman who said 9/11 was a government inside job. It was number one on the bestseller list in France, but it never even came to America. A few copies, maybe. Because Americans, our media, our book companies, our publishing industry is owned by evil forces. They won't allow books like that. Well, in France, this one got through. And that's the kind of books that France doesn't want people to have. Did you know that President George W. Bush went to the United Nations and spoke and said, we must not allow dangerous conspiracy theories? We must not, he told the whole world, we must not allow them to flourish, even to exist. If they're just conspiracy theories by nuts, what are they worried about? I had 4 years of my taxes audited because of what I wrote. Hey, if Tex Mars is a nut, why were they worried about me? They said a top flight IRS investigator drove a big sports car. Took 4 years to audit this ministry. Didn't find a thing. The FBI came by to see me 3 or 4 times. I invited them in, gave them a cup of coffee. Come on in, fellows. There's one woman, agent. What were they worried about? I'm just a stupid, idiot conspiracy theory. What are they concerned about? They can see we have no guns here. We don't have any armaments here. The doors are open. Friend, you can come and visit at any time. Now, I must admit, there are a few dangerous things. There's Bible verses on the wall that that can frighten the wits out of some of those guys, I suppose. In fact, I told one of the IRS agents that Jesus Christ went to dinner with a revenue agent with a government tax collector. Remember Lazarus? Hey, one of his disciples was a former tax collector. I said, he must have loved you guys a lot. He liked to flip over and die, I tell you. I'd like to see that in the Bible. That's what the tax man said to me. You see how much of an overcomer I was? I said, Jesus associated with tax collectors. It's in the Bible. He said, I'd sure like to see that. I made the copies in the Bible of the pages, gave to him. And I'm sure as soon as he got back to the office or at home alone, he's reading that. Find out about that. He didn't know a thing about it. See, God will set you up. He will prepare you for these folks. I don't know why, but you know, the Mormons and the Jehovah's Witnesses, they don't come to my door. I'm ready for them. I'd be nice to them, but they'd probably leave. They'd flee. Scared. Just by my telling the truth. So you must know the truth, and then you can confront and defeat lies. Now let's look at these lies, 14 of them. These are things that are so powerful, they're so important, that if just one or two were to become known abroad by the American people, the evil forces in our government would be destroyed. Think about that. They'd be in trouble. 14 lies that must be exposed if America is to recover, because we're sick from our satanic trance. First of all, let's look at these. The assassination of John F. Kennedy in 63. Oh, you've been lied to. Of course it wasn't a single individual. No. You need to know who killed JFK. How did they get away with it? The whole government was conspiring against us, with Israel, with France, with all kinds of forces. Did you know that Jack Ruby's real name was Rubenstein? He was Jewish. He went to the synagogue the night before he killed Lee Harvey Oswald. Did you know that Kunstler, the famous lawyer who defended the Chicago Seven, went to visit Rubenstein or Jack Ruby in his prison cell? He wanted to know, did Jack Ruby really do it? Did Lee Harvey Oswald really do it? What is the truth? Kunstler asked him. Kunstler, this famous attorney, he was ingenious. He was a very bright attorney, a Jewish man. And Ruby looked at him and said, the Jews were involved. Israel was involved. I killed Oswald to cover it up. I did not want America to turn against the Jews. To discover the Jews were involved and turn against them. Folks, that's a shocker, isn't it? The Jews were involved. Israel was involved. How's that happened? Well, there's a reason for it. You can read about this in my book, Conspiracy World. Conspiracy World. The Jews were involved. Jack Rubenstein said so. That's why he killed Lee Harvey Oswald, to cover it up, to make sure that Oswald didn't speak. He was groomed for that. There's a lot more to Jack Ruby than some nightclub slick operator that knew the Dallas police was able to get down into that basement of that garage and to shoot Lee Harvey Oswald. JFK was assassinated. The president of the United States was assassinated. And in 1968, the House had a special assassinations committee. There were so many questions on this. 5 years after the assassination. And they met, and you know what they determined? That yes, JFK was killed by a conspiracy, but they said too much time has passed. We can't get to the bottom of it. It's better just to let it go. What? Let it go? And then of course there are still things that are being hidden. Jackie Kennedy, the wife of JFK, she knew. She said it was a conspiracy. She said Lyndon B. Johnson was involved in it. Jackie Kennedy thought that Lyndon B. Johnson was involved. She told a news reporter. That didn't come out till a few years ago. 50 years after the assassination, she said, my husband was killed by a conspiracy, and Lyndon Johnson was involved. Wow. Who knew that? Well, I did. And you would have too if you'd have studied it. So much we've been lied to. You know, you need to know the truth. If we knew the truth about the JFK assassination, let me tell you, heads would roll and this government would change. Just the JFK assassination. Now a second truth that must be known. The 9/11 assaults were not pulled off by 19 guys, Arabs, Muslims, 17 of them from Saudi Arabia. The whole thing was crazy, wasn't it? They killed some 3,000 people, we were told. They hijacked these aircraft that they really had. They couldn't even fly them. They couldn't. Pilots will tell you they did an impossible thing. If I really thought it was the 19 Arabs, I would worship Allah. Did you hear what I just said? If I really thought that 19 Arabs, who none of them were pilots, that with box cutters alone, they took over these jets and did the miraculous things they did, I would say, well, praise Allah. He gave them the power and the miracles to do this. But that's baloney. There is no Allah. There is no Mohammed today in heaven directing things. I promise you that. And in any case, if 19 Arabs did it and 17 of them were Saudi Arabians, why didn't we go to war against Saudi Arabia? Why did we go to war against Saddam Hussein? There were no Iraqis involved in the 9/11 flights. What did we end up attacking? Iraq. We had a war. We lost thousands of men, lost limbs. They're still running around without limbs. I know you've seen all these ads, wounded warriors and such. You feel sorry for these people. I do too. They were lied to. They were snuffered. They were put in the military. They thought they were patriots. And they went and fought against the Iraqis. What did the Iraqis have to do with 9/11? Nothing. We're told the Saudi Arabians did. Well, let's go attack Saudi Arabia. Well, we can't do that. They're our pals. So since we can't attack Saudi Arabia, why don't we attack Iraq? What is that, like some substitute teacher for a high school class? Are they the substitutes? Iraqis? And 500,000 died. 500, those are people. Those are real life people. They're dead. But Madeleine Albright, Secretary of State, said it was worth it. What did she accomplish? Nothing. And now you see what they've accomplished. Because ISIS now controls most of Iraq. Well, we're still over there. We're still bombing. Yeah. We're still bombing? Let's see now, 2001, that's 14 years. We're still over there, and most of Iraq is owned by these crazies, the ISIS crazies. It seems to me there's a lot of lies told about 9/11. If you say it was a government job, it was an inside job, you'll be boiled in oil almost. How dare you say that about a great country like America? We would never kill our own people. Really? Oh, yeah? Looks like we conspired to kill our own president and got away with it. 9/11. If the truth comes out about 9/11, I'm telling you there will be hundreds of people that will be given courts martials and will be given trials. And the jails will start filling up with the traitors to America. And many of them will be sent to the gallows or given a little injection in the arm. And when you're responsible for killing 500,000 people, including around 4,000 Americans, that's exactly what you deserve. Now, don't go out there and say the text says we want to take out all the guilt and just go and take them out and shoot them or something. I said if the truth were out, we would have trials. We would have juries. We would have honest days in court. But the government won't let you know the truth about 9/11. That's exactly why George Bush got up before the United Nations and said, they're lying about 9/11. We got to stop this. We can't allow these conspiracy theories to go forward. He can't allow it, friends, because it's the truth. No one's afraid of the truth. I want to say that again. No one ever fears the truth. Jesus said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. The truth is a sanitizer. It's a cleanser. Nothing wrong with the truth. But they worry about it. They must worry about it. They have to worry about it. If you know the truth, they're dead. And they know they're in trouble if the truth gets out. I'm Tex Mars. We're going to go for a short break. When we come back, well, we have 12. We got to hurry, don't we? We have 12 more truths that must be known. Hello again, friends. I've got a book that has caused a lot of controversy. It's a book of truths. It's entitled DNA Science and the Jewish Bloodline. The interesting thing about this book is that it explains where we're at in terms of DNA science and what the world's greatest DNA scientists have discovered about the Jewish bloodline. The Jews say, of course, that they can be traced all the way back to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. But can they? In fact, there are companies today that will tell you your DNA. You send them a swab of your spittle or a bit of your, you know, your skin or a little bit of your blood. And they use that and they will give you exactly where you came from. Isn't that an astonishing thing? I mean, this is a science. When DNA science came up, I realized it was going to change the world. And today, DNA labs are being built around the globe. And you may not know it, but your DNA may be stored somewhere. It is the intent of the United States, the National Security Agency, to store and to maintain and to keep on computers the DNA for every living being. Every living being. And every dead being, too. Many people have been accused of crimes and have been found innocent because their DNA did not match. On the other hand, many who would have escaped prosecution have been found to be guilty because their DNA. Ah, yes, they couldn't escape the DNA that they left at the scene. Now, we've all seen shows like CSI. You've seen how the lab works with its DNA results. And they're getting more and more specific all the time. I have two good friends. They sent away for their DNA. It cost them $99, a little kit. They sent it off, and it came back, and it showed they were Vikings. I mean, they came from, you know, Norway and Denmark, and they went, "What is this?" Now, both of them, their name is Sneed, and he said, "I'm English. I'm from Great Britain." You know, his grandfather and all that. He's an American, of course. Where did they get this? Well, it turns out that the Vikings invaded England. And so Viking blood was in English. Well, that's where England came from. By the way, you could also have French blood because the French went into, you know, Scotland and places like that. You might be French, but you think you're Scottish. And there are people, of course, who, well, they think they're white when they're black, or black when they're white. Some people could be shocked if they had their DNA assayed. And that's what happened to the Jews. One of the most famous doctors in the world, Dr. Eran Elhaik, who, by the way, is Jewish, he investigated the Jewish bloodline. He found the blood does not go back to the Middle East. It does not go back to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It can be traced back to the European nation of Khazaria. Well, most people don't know what Khazaria. The Vikings don't exist now, and neither do the Khazarians. But they did. They did exist. Who are the Khazarians? That was a great nation in the Caucasus, south of Russia. It was defeated by Russia, and Russia gobbled it up, the Tsar. And many of the Khazarians went over to Poland to live, to Hungary, and so forth, into Europe. But before they immigrated from Khazaria, they converted. Because at one time in history, about 1,000 years ago, the Khazarian king, Kun King Bulan, decided that his people shouldn't be pagans anymore. That wasn't good enough. Everybody was converting either to Christian or to Muslim or to Jews. He said, "That's what we've got to be, one or the other of these three." He investigated, and he said, "The people of Khazaria must be Jews. We will be." And he invited the rabbis to come in, and the rabbis taught the people of Khazaria to be Jews. And he commanded that the people convert. They were Khazarians. They had never been to Israel. They had nothing to do with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and, you know, the great Bible stories and all that. Their relatives have never been. They could be called Russians or Khazarians. And then later they went into Hungary and Estonia, and mainly into Poland. There were many into Poland. They call themselves Jews by religion. You see, because is Jewishness a matter of religion or blood? I mean, Marilyn Monroe was a Jew. You say, what? Oh, yeah. How about Sammy Davis, Jr.? Sammy Davis, the black man, he was a Jew? Well, yes, he was. He converted. Marilyn Monroe converted. Their blood was not Jewish. Their religion was. And this is true of the Khazarians. Their blood is not Jewish, but their religion is. But they've lied to us. They've said, we are the heirs of God's promise to Abraham. The land is ours. And in 1948, they got Joseph Stalin and Harry Truman to allow them to go back into Israel. Israel was a nation that was owned by the people that lived there, mostly Palestinians, Arabs. And these Khazarians that weren't even Jews said, we're the Jews. We're historically tied with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We're going to take this country. And they killed, they massacred many Palestinians. Well, they own more than half the country now. That's what happened to Palestine. But now the truth has come out. And it's all told in DNA science in the Jewish bloodline. This is only the second book that I know of that tells the whole story. One was called The 13th Tribe by Arthur Koestler many years ago. And now this book, DNA Science in the Jewish Bloodline by Tex Mars. Boy, they're hiding now. The Jewish Zionists are hiding. They're scared. They're frightened of this information. This book could change everything. I've written it in a nice, flowing manner. It's not written scientifically at all. You'll enjoy it as a layperson. DNA Science in the Jewish Bloodline, $20. That's all. By the way, it'll cost you $21.95 in the bookstores. $21.95. But we'll give it to you for $20. But please add $5 shipping and handling. Here's how to get your book. Go to our website, powerofprophecy.com or texmars.com. And you can order DNA Science and the Jewish Bloodline. You can also send us your check or money order or cash, $25, and say, Tex, send me that book, DNA Science and the Jewish Bloodline. Send that to Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson, Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. We'll send it right out to you. By the way, if you're not receiving our monthly newsletter, Power of Prophecy, you got to have that. And guess what? When you order this book, we'll put you on the newsletter list. You'll get it every month. If you're already getting, we'll extend your newsletter subscription. Isn't that a good deal? Of course it is. All right. Now you can phone us anytime during the work week, Monday through Friday, all day long at 1-800. That's toll free, 1-800-234-9673. 1-800-234-9673. All right. Let's go back to our regular program now. 14 truths that must be known if America is to recover from what is right now its satanic trance. Wake up, discover the truth, and let's put down these liars, these horrible liars that surround us. Did you know that researchers say that 1 out of 20 people is a psychopath? In America, 1 out of 20, well, I think most of them are all politicians. Most psychopaths are politicians. Well, in any case, the third thing that must be known is Rothschild and the Jewish banker's role in American history. Rothschild and the Jewish banker's role in American history. Did you know that Rothschild was involved at the time we beat England during the Revolutionary War, George Washington? Rothschild was involved in that. There was a man named Haim Salomon, who was the financier of the American Revolution. Oh, you didn't know that? He gave American the money to fight the revolution. He was a Jewish man. And Rothschild wanted to own all the banks, or the biggest banks, then he could control America. That's how they control us, through the money system. Know about that, and you'll know about the conspiracy. A fourth truth that must be known. How did we get the Fed, the IRS, and to the first of the world wars? How did all that happen? During the administration of Woodrow Wilson, oh, we've been told he's a great man, a Democrat, a great man, a professor. Oh, my, but wait just a minute. he had a guy behind him that was called his alter ego, a man named Colonel Mandel House. He was a fake colonel, of course, but he called himself Colonel House. He was there when World War I came up. In fact, he got us in it. He established the Fed in 1913. We didn't have the Fed Reserve until that time. And then the IRS. We didn't even have an IRS till 1913. All these were done under Colonel House and President Wilson. How did that happen? What were the facts there? Know that, and you'll be far out of that satanic tunnel, my friend. A fifth thing we must know is the infamy of Franklin Delano Roosevelt's Pearl Harbor event. The infamy of that. We were surprised by Pearl Harbor. No, we weren't. Well, Admiral Kimmel, he didn't really know what was going on, and they were surprised, and the Japanese killed, you know, several thousand Americans. They got the jump on us. No, they didn't. Admiral Kimmel sent back a telegram before Pearl Harbor. He said, I've got evidence that's come in that the Japanese are going to attack in the next day or two. I want to put the whole Pearl Harbor base on alert. And he got a message back from Washington, D.C., from the Pentagon. No. No. Give them the day off. It's Sunday. Just tell everybody relax. Nothing big's going to happen. Did you know it was in the 1990s that our Congress had secret meetings and we forgave the dead Admiral Kimmel posthumously? He had been court-martialed, but we took it back because his family came forth with evidence and said he was railroaded. He was a good man. He knew it was going to happen. Did you know we had three aircraft carriers and that those aircraft carriers were taken, were sent out of Pearl Harbor? They were not there. They had been sent out of Pearl Harbor so that when Japan attacked, they wouldn't be able to sink our aircraft carriers. How did they do that? How did they know to send those aircraft carriers out into the sea so they wouldn't be attacked? Everything was planned, my friends. And Franklin Roosevelt, what a monster that guy was. He was a monster. He murdered Americans left and right. Got us into World War II. He knew about the attack. But the Japanese had no right to attack. Don't get me wrong. We should have had war. But now the interesting thing is, America got into World War II. How did we get into war against Germany? Oh, well, see, Germany, I'm told, attacked Poland. And that's when France and Great Britain declared war against them, when they attacked Poland. But wait, did you know that Joseph Stalin and the communist regime attacked Poland at the same time? They attacked Eastern Poland, and Hitler attacked Western Poland. And they chose to fight Hitler instead of Stalin. Why is that? Why did Stalin become our friend? He was the attacker. He attacked Estonia, the Baltic nations, Finland. And then he attacked Poland. We let him. But the minute that Hitler attacked Poland, we went after him. And we were glad to get in the war. I think Hitler was railroaded into it himself. But he declared war against us. The whole thing was a sham. We shouldn't have been in that war at all. It shouldn't have been fought, period. Now, sixth thing, the truth that you must be known is that Israel is armed with nuclear weapons. Some say they have 80, some say they have 300 or 400 nuclear weapons. They've even been given nuclear submarines that can carry around those. They could move into the Pacific and Atlantic bases near the coast of America and shoot the missiles into America. Little old Israel. How did that happen? How is it that the Jewish revolutionaries, a little nation of 7.5 million, has all this nuclear power? And we've kept it secret. They still say, we don't have any. We're not going to say anything. It's right. That's why JFK was killed. He told the Jews, you will get rid of your nuclear weapons. How did they get them? They stole them from America through spies. And that's the next thing. You must know the truth about the insidious growth of the Jewish Sionism. Sionism, what is that? Those are the Jewish spies in America. If you're a Jewish citizen, if you're a citizen of our Israel, Israel tells you you're a citizen of Israel, even though you're a citizen of America. How can you be citizen of two countries? Oh, that's their advantage. If you're a Jew, you're a citizen of Israel. You may have been born in America. You may never have gone to Israel, but they tell you you're a citizen. No, you're not. Oh, yes, you are. And the Jewish Zionists stole atomic bombs. I talk about it in my book, Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star. I give the name of the individual who was in charge of the spy network who stole our nuclear bombs. They didn't invent them. We did, the Manhattan Project, but they stole them from us. And by the way, the same Jews gave Stalin and Russia the plans for the nuclear bomb. Can you believe that? What deceitful traitors these Jews were? That's the truth. And the Jewish Zionism is the spy network they've got across America. And our CIA, our Defense Intelligence Agency, and the other agencies all know of the Jewish Zionism. And by the way, AIPAC, the world's largest lobbying group, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, AIPAC, they've worked with the spies in our Pentagon. And these Pentagon spies have been indicted, and some have gone to prison. But it's all covered up. It's all covered up. How about Jonathan Pollard? He stole incredible plans that could have meant the destruction of the United States, and Israel took these plans and turned around and gave them to Red China and to Russia. Now, why would Israel do that? Israel's supposed to be our friend. They're our ally. They're our greatest ally, aren't they? Why? Ted Cruz told a Christian audience he stood with Israel, stood right with them. They're our greatest ally. Really? Didn't they bomb the Liberty ship? And tried to lie about it? Murdered all those American sailors? Didn't they steal our nuclear weapons? Yes, they did. Ted Cruz, you are a traitor. You need to know the history. You need to know the facts. For example, why did they help Russia? Why did they help Red China to prepare to attack the United States? Why did Israel do that? Because Israel is run by communists. You said, Tex, boy, now that's crazy. There's Netanyahu. He's not a communist. They've got the Knesset, the Israeli parliament. They're not communists. Come on, Tex. Oh, yeah? We've got a book for you, my friends, by Frank Britton, Behind Communism. It's true. Behind Communism. The Jewish revolutionaries, Lenin, Trotsky, Gaganovich, they were all Jews. They hid it. But now they tell the truth. Putin forces them to tell the truth. Putin said at a meeting in 2011, it was the Jews. 80% of the communist leaders were Jews. The Jewish revolutionaries are the founders of the communist conspiracy. The world conspiracy that is responsible for over 100 million people purged, tortured, dead. I mean, Hitler was a piker compared to these horrible people. Well, who came up with this idea for communism? It wasn't a Jew, was it? Oh, yes, it was. Karl Marx. Karl Marx was a Jew. You need to know these things. People don't know anything like this. Let me explain something to you. I took advanced college courses in communism, and they never taught me that communism was Jewish. I went through 20 years in the Air Force. They taught me at the higher officer training schools. They told us about communism. They never told us that it was Jews behind it. Can you believe that? America is lying even to its own officer corps. America's education system is lying. I want you to know about it. They were the communists. They are the communists. That's why Netanyahu, his father, was a communist. His father came from Poland. And what was Poland but a communist country? In 1948, most of the Israelis were communists. David Ben-Gurion, the first prime minister of Israel, asked who in the world he admired the most, said Vladimir Lenin. He admired Lenin, the murderer of communism. He admired him the most. Some 30 years later, we asked the same thing of a guy named Shamir. He'd just been elected prime minister of Israel. Who did he admire the most of all the world leaders that had ever lived? He said, Vladimir Lenin. Vladimir Lenin! Of course, they're all communist over there. They've got a socialist government. Did you know that abortion is very popular? Abortion, you Christians out there that love the Jews and talk about them, how wonderful they're holy. They're living in the Holy Land. And oh, they're so pious and they're so righteous, and they kill all the babies to abortion. They have one of the highest abortion rates in the world. But who pays for that? You do. Because the medical system of Israel is a socialist system. The government pays for people's medical care. And what does the government authorize but abortion? How can you do that, Pastor? You Southern Baptist, you Assembly of God, you Church of God pastors, how can you give money to Israel when you know they're going to take it and build atomic bombs? When you know they're going to take it and give their women abortions? You are behind the abortions, Ted Cruz and all the others, Jeb Bush, all of you, Hillary Clinton. Well, let's go on now. Well, I guess that's number 8. We've only got a few minutes left. Here's some other truths you need to know, my friend. The Holocaust. What really happened? Did 6 million Jews die? Did you know that Auschwitz was where 4 million died? 4 of the 6 million died in Auschwitz. Oh, that was the killing center. Except after the communists fell, see, Auschwitz is in Poland, a communist country, former communist. It turned out that the Polish say, we've been lying for many years. There weren't 4 million killed. They're about 1 million killed. Huh? So now let's take that. 6 million died, 4 million from Auschwitz. But now we find out only 1 million died at Auschwitz. That means we subtract 3 million. That means only 3 million died. But if you say only 3 million died in the Holocaust, you'll go to jail in Germany, in Austria, and in many other countries of the world. And they'll call you a Holocaust denier. You're just saying the math is, hey, a third grader knows the math. 3 million from 6 million equals 3 million. But I wonder if 3 million died. There have been books. We have a book we offer. It'll tell you all about the Holocaust. It'll tell you about the lies that have been told. Know the truth. Now, another area is UFOs. They've lied to us about UFOs. The government knows something. I don't know what. Maybe they created the whole thing to keep our minds off what they were doing elsewhere. We need to know the truth about the UFOs. We do know the CIA and the FBI are involved in them. The CIA cooked up many of the crackpot theories about UFOs. What do they do that for? We're paying them taxpayer dollars and they're going out and making up see UFO nonsense. Some of it may be true, though. We don't know what's true. Get the government. Find out. Force it out of them. Know the truth. Here's another thing. There are two men that wanted us to know the truth. They died. They were murdered. One was George Patton. General George Patton. He was. He was murdered. He was over in Europe. He was murdered, I believe, by Jewish agents. Then there was the Secretary of Defense, Forrestal. He, too, was murdered. When he talked too much about what Israel had done and was going to blow the whistle on Israel, he suddenly ended up dead. Wasn't that mysterious, actually? He was thrown out of the 16th floor of a building, a hospital. He was thrown out of the building. He was going to be let go the next day. And they went and they got him and they threw him out the window. Murdered. Know about that, my friends. Know the truth about who murdered George Patton. Wasn't an accident. And Secretary of Defense Forrestal, that wasn't a suicide either. Here's something. Richard Nixon. Watergate, was it just a third-rate burglary? Did he get involved in the plumber's outfit and that's why he was forced to resign? Hey, read about my book. Read it in my book, The Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star. Richard Nixon went up against the Jews, and they used the Washington Post and other newspapers to destroy him. And, of course, Congress, too, because they control our Congress. Richard Nixon was drummed out of office, as was his vice president, Spiro Agnew, both of them, almost at the same time, by the Jews. They first murdered JFK, and then they come back and drum out of office Richard Nixon. Get my book, Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star. You'll see. Here's another area for you. The The Mafia. Everybody knows about the Mafia. Oh, yeah, that's those Italian crime families, right? Wrong.
Wrong.
Get my video, Rothschild's Choice. I show that it was the Jews who ran the Mafia. The Italians worked for them. Think about that. The Jews, Meyer and others, ran the Mafia. They set it up in Las Vegas, the Jews. They even had a casino in Cuba, the Jews.
Wow.
Jewish organizations, Jewish leadership. The Italians worked for the Jews. See, we don't even know who led the Mafia in America. We've been lied to so much.
Well, it was some guy named, you know, Al Capone. Yeah, that's it.
No, not Al Capone. No, there's other people. Know about them.
And then finally, I think I'm on number 14 now. This will shock you. I only have another minute or so. The homosexual and pedophile deviancy in America. The homosexual and pedophile deviancy in America. Hey, this thing with Caitlyn Jenner, this thing with the homosexuals, it's big. And pedophilia is huge. Did you know it's part of their religion? It's part of their religion of the Illuminati and Freemasonry. That's right. Homosexuality. Pederasty. Here's some of the people that were gays. And you're going to say right away, it can't be. It can't be. These people were gays. Martin Luther King. He was bisexual. Bob Hope was a gay man. Jack Benny was a gay man. Marlena Dietrich. She was a gay gal. Mae West, a gay gal. Michael Jackson. Of course, he was a little queer. Hillary Clinton. One of the lesbians shouted out while she was giving a speech at her on inauguration in Washington, D.C. back years ago. She said, I'm so happy. Now we have a first lady in the White House that we can F-U-C-K. Goodness gracious. How about George W. Bush? Check out a man named Gannon, G-A-N-N-O-N. Google it up. George W. Bush. There's even a picture of him kissing Gannon on the top of the head. George W. Bush? Can that be? How about J. Edgar Hoover, former head of the FBI? He lived with the man for years. He covered up the Mafia because they were going to out him. And there's many more. Many, many more. There's a network of pedophiles. Do you ever heard of Jason Epstein? Check him out. Check him out. Find out what Bill Clinton had to do with him. About the young underage girls. And the island of the pedophile. All of this is true. These are lies told us. You must know the truth. My friends, Jesus said it. Ye shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. What was that again? Listen very carefully. Ye shall know the truth. You're the overcomer. You're God's man or woman. You're going to find out about these things because you're the overcomer. You're going to know. You're going to fight the beast. And eventually, we'll have victory. We'll have triumph. We'll have heaven. We'll have Jesus. This is Tex Mars saying thank you for listening to today's program. Tune in each week and discover the power of prophecy.